You're welcome back. Figures published today suggest that the average household will spend an extra €1,555 this month when compared to the other months of the year. Now, while much of that spending will have taken place over the past 3 weeks, there are always the hardy few who leave their present shopping to the very last minute. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been talking to shopkeepers and to Christmas Eve shoppers in Stillorgan in Dublin.
I'm Catherine Strunt and I'm part of the family here in Nimble Fingers in Stillorgan. It's been calmer than usual, I'm not sure why that is, but I've really enjoyed it this year and it's been good. A lot of our deliveries were delayed, which we thought would be a bad thing, but it actually turned out to be a good thing because we ended up with a lot of stock quite late. So our stock's actually probably the best it's ever been for this time of year.
And dare I ask, are you expecting some panicked dads or mums in the next few hours before you close up?
That'll be a bit of a last minute dash, I'd say, yeah. The panic might set in now in the next few hours, but we're closed at 2:30, so we can always enjoy the afternoon and the evening ourselves.
My name is Sean Nighan and I own Finland's Butchers in Stillorgan.
How's the week been for you in terms of trade?
Absolutely fantastic. Can't complain, it's been really, really good, you know.
So is it people collect mostly today, they're collecting the turkeys?
Collecting, buying different items that they need for the Christmas, like, you know.
Tell me, if somebody has forgotten the turkey, any hope of getting one off you today?
Yeah, it depends. You can't be too fussy in weights or sizes, turkey breasts, like, you know. But anyone that had orders got their orders. I took the business early over in June and going by last year's figures, we were way up, you know.
And when are you closing up shop today?
We should be cleared up and all gone by 2:00. Hopefully.
Hi, I'm Sarah, the store manager at Kilkenny Design in Stillorgan Shopping Centre. It's been crazy, especially yesterday. It was one of the biggest days of the year and the buzz in the shop was absolutely amazing. We had the Christmas music playing, people were in great form, we're having a laugh, so it was great fun.
Any panic buys?
Oh yeah, lots of guys coming in at the last minute. What would my wife like? And we have to decide for them, you know, the usual. So it's good fun. We have a bit of a laugh, give them a bit of a slag.
So the trade is good for the businesses. But how do the shoppers feel with just a few hours left before the big day?
Last minute bits, food shopping, drink.
Anything in particular that you're like missing or just the last few bits?
No, it's just the last few bits. That's it.
Are you stressed?
Very. Very stressed.
Wrapping paper all day long.
And were you stressed about that or did you think you'd get it?
I came here early enough, so it was all right, but, you know.
Picking up Christmas dinner that was ordered about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, so there's no last minute to you, it's all pre-planned?
Not at all, no. I'm now looking for a hamper for a present for somebody, last minute.
Are you panicked?
Not yet, my wife is.
To be honest, sellotape. We need to wrap the presents. That's kind of where we're at. We've everything else sorted.
Okay, just that was that one last thing you needed to buy.
Oh, and fizzy drinks. Sellotape and fizzy drinks. The last minute bit.
And is that I'm kicking myself, I forgot, or did you plan to get this today?
It's definitely I'm kicking myself, I forgot.
I'm here to get last minute gifts for my wife. She's out getting the food and I realised the other day that I have absolutely nothing for her. So I'm here just getting lastminute.com.
And are you panicked?
No, not at all.
What are you going to get her? Do you know?
Well, that's a state secret. I've got her a few books and maybe a few candles. Like, the problem is, this is our 19th Christmas together, and we've both told each other that we don't want anything and we don't need anything, but I don't want to wake up on Christmas morning and have nothing, so that's why I'm just here. Just getting some last minute...
Small bits
and pieces, yeah.
I hope she's not listening. Ethna Dodd reporting there on the search for the last few bits. Let's get a picture of how business has been for retailers around the country. We're joined now on the line by Jean McCabe, who's Chief Executive of Retail Excellence Ireland, which represents shop owners. Jean, good afternoon and happy Christmas.
Good afternoon, Rachel, and same to you. Happy Christmas.
What have you been hearing from your members about sales over the past few weeks?
So the reports back from our members is certainly positive. A lot of them have seen that Christmas and December has traded well after what has probably been a tough year for many. And really from Black Friday on, it certainly kicked off, and feedback from retailers has been Black Friday was performed well. Larger multiples certainly gaining more over the weekend than the SMEs. And overall, feedback has been pretty good across the country from city centres to shopping centres to more regional towns. Probably, I would say, growth has been certainly more buoyant in the larger retailers, and some independents and SMEs finding it a little bit tougher this Christmas. But overall, you're talking, you know, marginal growth across the board.
What have people been buying? Have there been any particular trends?
Certainly, I'm hearing back from some of the larger electrical retailers. They're seeing big ticket items being purchased. But like your report, there are lots of people out lastminute.com looking for items for the Christmas stocking, and bookstores and smaller token items like that doing really well as well. Maybe not so much in the fashion space, hearing that's been a little bit slower and a little bit more sluggish. But overall, anything that's in the gifting space this weekend has been really busy. Today doesn't seem to be as busy as previous years, but you have to understand we've had a longer run into Christmas Eve as well. Everyone finished our work last Friday, you know, that we had the full weekend and Monday and now today. So today is making it a little bit easier for retailers, not as much panic as usual, but the weekend and the last 4 days has certainly been good.
It was interesting there in Ethna's report to hear one of the shopkeepers saying that they had had a problem with the closure of Holyhead, that some of their deliveries had been late. Have many of your members been affected by the closure at Holyhead?
So we certainly saw delays for some retailers in getting goods delivered, but they would have been maybe delivered 4 to 5 days later than previously hoped. But for a lot of retailers, they would have been well stocked up before Black Friday weekend, and a lot would have fulfillment from Irish bases as well. But more so delays, but their product did arrive in time for the crunch period for when they needed it.
Do many sales now begin on St. Stephen's Day, or do people prefer to hold off until the 27th if they can?
So for a lot of retailers, they will go on sale tonight online, and you'll see that the launch of their online sales, and then stores opening back up on the 26th for some retailers, and for other retailers the 27th. I'm a small SME retailer myself, and we open back up on the 27th and we'll be full on sale. But again, tonight we will go online. We'll go into sale online. So it tends to kick off online first and then followed by the store openings then in just after Christmas.
Presumably, though, if you were, say, in a town or a city where everybody around you was opening up again on St. Stephen's Day, you'd probably feel the need to do that as well.
Yes, absolutely. There is always that peer pressure. What's the neighbour up to and across the road? But for ourselves here in Ennis, for example, most are opening back up on the 27th. You might see the larger multiples open on the 26th, maybe in city centres and retail parks. But for us here, I think we're all going to enjoy the 2 days off. And for many retailers, they need those 2 days to recuperate and for the teams to recuperate.
Isn't that the truth? Well, listen, enjoy the break, short as it is. And thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.